ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The incoming Trump administration has pledged widespread immigration raids, and top officials recently promoted to new positions in the Department of Homeland Security tell ABC News those raids will take place. They'll focus on high-priority criminal targets. One city will be Chicago, where the city's public schools have already promised that undocumented students will be protected. The vice president of the Chicago Teachers Union, Jackson Potter, says,
"We know Homeland Security agents will be sent here to strike fear in the hearts of our students and their families, and we are not standing for it."
Preparations continue in Washington for Monday's inauguration. It will take place in the Capitol Rotunda, indoors for the first time in 40 years because of dangerous cold. TikTok says it will go dark in the U.S. tomorrow unless the Biden administration convinces providers that it will not enforce the new law that bans the app in the U.S. that's been upheld by the Supreme Court. This is ABC News. Florida jury found CNN defamed a U.S. Navy veteran who helped rescue endangered Afghans. Zachary Young claimed that CNN destroyed his business with a 2021 story about a black market of extracting Afghans. Jury awarded him $5 million in compensatory damages. CNN settled with Young before punitive damages can be ordered. The Menendez brothers, convicted of killing their parents in 1989, have been claiming they should get out of prison, but there's a delay.
Because of the ongoing wildfire situation here in L.A. County, District Attorney Nathan Hochman announcing the resentencing hearing for Lyle and Eric Menendez. It was set for January 30th and 31st, has been delayed until March 20th and 21st. The Menendez brothers argue they deserve to be let out of prison or given parole. Hochman, who was sworn in last month, has not decided if, like his predecessor in the DA's office, he will support their push for freedom. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, Driftless Area LLC, Simpson's Tractor, Schmidtwoodland Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Center Pharmacy, ET Foods, PMI Windows, Turbos, Care and Rehab of Boscobel, J&J Recycling Salvage, Sean's Auto Repair Performance, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Richards Insurance, D&T Pump and Well Service, House on the Rock, and Southwest Tech.
It is a sunny 20 degrees in Richland Center at 12:03. Our forecast calls for a cold weather advisory taking effect at 9 tonight and remaining in effect till noon Monday due to hazardously cold conditions expected. Wind chills will be as cold as 35 degrees below zero at times in some locations. Mostly sunny, getting colder with temps holding in the teens and wind chills near zero today. High in the lower 20s with northwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour and gusts up to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear to partly cloudy with a slight chance of flurries. Blustery and cold with wind chills as cold as 25 below and a low of 6 below with winds northwesterly 10 to 15 miles per hour and gusts to around 20 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, blustery and bitterly cold. Wind chills as cold as 25 below with a high of 1 and northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Currently in Richland Center, it's 20 degrees with northeasterly winds at 4 miles per hour, making it feel like 11.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
J&J Recycling and Salvage in Baskerville has parts for your project vehicle with over 18 acres to explore. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers tire and e-waste recycling. Please call 375-5353 for pricing for disposing of your old TVs, computers, other electronics, and tires. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers competitive pricing on small metals, farm machinery, appliances, cars, and trucks. J&J Recycling and Salvage looks forward to seeing you and your junk. J&J Recycling and Salvage in Baskerville, 375-5353.
Time to think about getting your car ready for winter. When was the last time you had your coolant checked or flushed, got a tune-up, or checked your tires or alignment? Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. Stop and see us for all your service needs. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance in downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Gelenic Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Good afternoon. It's 20 degrees in Richland Center at 1207. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. We begin our news today with some cancellation announcements. Snowball at Ithaca High School, scheduled for tonight, has been postponed. Boaz United Methodist Church has canceled its services for tomorrow. And First Lutheran Church in Lone Rock has canceled its service for 8:30 tomorrow morning. With the dangerous cold spilling into the state this weekend, it's important to keep an eye on pipes to make sure they don't burst. One mistake people make is not having the heat on high enough in your house. The thermostat needs to be set to at least the mid-60s, even when you're not home. Crews during the past cold snap were running at full capacity with pipes already breaking. So it's important to be prepared. Close gaps around doors and windows. Don't let drafts in. Experts suggest pipe insulation of foam and let small drops of water drip from your faucet. It helps reduce pressure and help prevent freezing pipes. If you do wind up with a frozen pipe, shut the water off and thaw it out. Space heaters are efficient, but it's important to use them safely and make sure they are monitored and away from flammable materials. A sitting Richland County supervisor has died. Marty Brewer, 77 of Richland Center, died Thursday at Meritor Hospital in Madison from complications due to his battle with lung cancer. Marty Kelly Brewer was born on Buck Creek in Richland County and spent his youth working the farm. He was a star student at Richland Center High School and even attended Badger Boys State. After graduating from UW-Platteville with a degree in political science, he moved to the Madison area and worked for American Family Insurance as a health underwriter. Once he retired after 30 years at American Family and as the director of health underwriting, he and Connie moved back to Buck Creek, where he pursued his lifelong dream of starting his own business. He began Buck Creek Tractor Company, where he bought, restored, and resold the antique Alice Chalmers tractors he had loved as a boy. He also spent 23 years driving a school bus and teaching hundreds of students driver's ed. Although his career was insurance, his political science degree didn't go to waste. Always involved in local politics and community service, from his days as a McFarland JC and village board member to his later years as a Richland County board member and chair of the Richland County Board of Supervisors. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, February 1st, from 1 to 3:30 at the Pratt Community Hall in Richland Center. It's 20 degrees in Richland Center at 1210. Be weary of fitness scams. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Attention farmers, the Bag Center in ET Foods is your go-to destination for all your agricultural needs. Take advantage of the best deals of the year by pre-ordering and prepaying for your ag plastic for 2025 season. Call 585-3171 or stop by for more details. But that's not all. ET Foods is offering unsalted butter for $3.75 a pound, or you can grab 4 pounds for just $13. Don't miss out on this week's specials, including Jimmy Dean pork sausage, Totino's party pizzas, and so much more. Conveniently located on Jaquish South Road, about 2 miles north of Ithaca, off of Highway 58. ET Foods is open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sundays, 8 to 4, closed Mondays and holidays. Visit today and get some great deals and friendly service.
Offers expire January 31st, 2025.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Attention shoppers, when it's time to shop for a special gift, don't go to the same old gift shops with nothing new to offer. Come check out the TriStar Gifts and More. They have something for everyone, from Rural Route 1 popcorn to homemade Amish gifts and unique one-of-a-kind signs. Need a card for a special occasion? We have you covered. And for the grill masters out there, we carry Pit Boss, Louisiana, and all the accessories you need. Visit us on Highway 14 East, right next to TriStar Mulch and Richland Center. TriStar Gifts and More, where you'll find something special for everyone.
Dealing with ice and snow makes spring all the more welcome. Simpson's Tractor of Richland Center can help you get ready for spring with equipment, parts, and service to ensure you're prepared to take full advantage of the first day Mother Nature allows for field work. Simpson's Tractor and New Holland remind you that being equipped for tomorrow starts today. There is a new world out there, a world that demands more from the land and those who grow, farm, and build on it. This new world calls for New Holland, ingenuity, innovation, and the independent spirit to get more out of it while preserving as much as you can. To stay ahead of tomorrow, you need to be equipped for it today. New Holland, equipped for a new world. Visit Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, your New Holland dealer today. Take advantage of special cash back and financing offers on the equipment you need, including a full range of tractors from compacts to utility and high horsepower, as well as hay, forage, and light construction equipment like skid steer loaders. Get equipped for tomorrow today at Simpson's Tractor Richland Center. Offers end March 31st, 2025.
It is a sunny 20 degrees in Richland Center at 12:13. Now that the new year is underway, many individuals are working hard at honoring a new year's resolution they made. A common resolution is to lose weight and get fit, which is usually done at a gym or a fitness center. Before becoming a member at a fitness facility, be cautious to avoid being scammed. Michelle Reinen is with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Shop around. You know, before you purchase a gym or fitness center membership, be sure to understand the terms and conditions of any membership that you're looking at, including the length of time and the payment amounts that you'd be responsible for. Understand the fitness center's cancellation policies and ask a customer service representative if you have questions. Things like figuring out what's important to you in a fitness center. What's the location options? The hours? What equipment do they have available? Don't give into sales pressures. They may ask you to sign up right away or say that this offer is limited time. Still, take your time to make sure you're picking the right one.
New membership offers might look like a great deal, but make sure you are not paying too much during the length of your contract.
Know the costs. Understand when and how discounts will end, how long you're committing to paying for a membership by taking advantage of them, and then try it out. See if you can get a trial time period before you commit. Ask for that visitor pass so you can see how the facility suits you. Do they have the classes you want during the times that you will be able to use the club? See if there's long lines for equipment. But be sure you're going during the hours that work best for you so you're evaluating it on the right criteria. And then get a sample contract. Read all those terms and conditions of the membership contract before signing and paying anything.
Be sure to take precautions in the event the gym or fitness center struggles and closes.
Some new centers close within a short period of time or they fail to open at all. So contracts must guarantee that unopened locations and services will be available for use within 6 months of signing. If any facility or service becomes unavailable during the length of the contract, the consumer is entitled to choose an adjusted refund or transfer of the unused portion of the membership to any affiliated center. And if they choose a refund, it's the center's responsibility to provide the consumer with the adjusted refund.
Michelle Reinen says that there might be a chance a new owner may honor your contract.
If another company buys that facility that you join, the new owner may be under no obligation to honor your contract. So keep that in mind for how much you maybe prepay in advance of using services. So if something closes, you're not out a lot of money. If you collect more than $100 before using services, then the facility needs to have proof of financial responsibility on file with DADCAP. So you can call in advance to signing a contract to check out to be sure that that proof of financial responsibility is on file with us.
To verify the facility's proof of financial liability or to report a scam, contact DADCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at DATCPHotline@wi.gov. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is hosting a free fishing weekend today and tomorrow to share the fun and excitement of winter fishing. During free fishing weekend, all ages can wet a line in any Wisconsin waters open to fishing without a fishing license, trout stamp, or salmon stamp. All other 2024-25 hook and line regulations, including bag limits, size limits, and species restrictions, remain in effect. Before any winter adventure, ice safety should be a primary consideration, as no ice is ever 100% safe. Remember, the DNR does not monitor ice conditions. However, local bait shops and fishing clubs are good sources for current conditions and fishing tips. Also, with the extreme cold temperatures that are forecast, dress appropriately and remember safety gear. It's 20 degrees in Richland Center at 12:17. Today's vital statistics are next.
The calendar brings a change of seasons, so does life. I am Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We all have a season that we like best and one that is our least favorite. In life, there are also seasons to celebrate and seasons to dread. All of us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service are committed to serving you during life's difficult seasons so you can look forward to life's brighter days. Our door is always open and your questions are always welcome at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
It is true that Hub City does not have an Astrodome, but it does have Turbo's Bar and Grill. Kick off your weekend with their famous Friday night fish fry featuring shrimp that hits the spot. Savor the rich flavors of prime rib and shrimp alongside a full menu that's sure to please. And stop by for lunch. Turbo's has you covered with soup and sandwich specials, or try the legendary hash burger. Sundays are all about comfort with roasted chicken and homemade soups and desserts. Turbo's Bar and Grill, your go-to for delicious meals and unforgettable moments. One visit and you'll be hooked.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Richards Insurance Agency has been in business since 1933. For 90 years, we have been here to build relationships, earn trust, and serve people. We provide home, auto, life, business, farm, and nonprofit insurance. We are independent, so we have options. Give us a call today at 608-585-2137 or visit richardsinsure.com and request a quote.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
Today is Saturday, January 18th. John K. Beatty, 77 of Dodgeville, died January 8th at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held this afternoon from 2 to 4 at Duke's Brew Pub in Dodgeville. In lieu of flowers, a memorial fund will be established. The Kendall Funeral Service in Bosque Belle is assisting the family. John Beatty is survived by his mother, Shirley Beatty of Boscobel, sister, Jean Roth and Ed Edwards of Boscobel, a nephew, two great nephews, along with other relatives and friends. John K. Beatty, 77, of Dodgeville. Vicki Zimple, 70, of Boscobel, died December 31st at Gunderson Boscobel Area Hospital after a battle with cancer. A funeral service will be held Sunday at 1:30 at the Blue River Village Hall. The service will also be streamed via Zoom. Friends may call at the Blue River Village Hall Sunday from 11 until the time of service at 1:30. Memorials may be sent to her daughter, Becky. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Vicki Zimple is survived by her husband, William, four children, Jeremy Zimple, Craig and Megan Zimple, Becky and Ernesto Alatorre, and Brooke Zimple and Scott Stitzer, four grandchildren, a brother, Dennis Adametz, and two nieces. Vicki Zimple, 70, of Boscobel. Robert J. Gasper, 86, of Lone Rock, died Monday at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held Monday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will follow in St. John's Catholic Cemetery in Spring Green. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Monday from 9 until the time of service at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Robert Gasper is survived by his longtime companion, Elaine Bauer, daughter Cheryl and Joel Haverland, two grandsons, a granddaughter, five great-grandchildren, daughter-in-law Beth Gasper, Elaine's children, Renee and Larry Hooks, and Jeffrey and Susie Bauer, Elaine's grandchildren and great-grandchildren, and many other relatives and friends. Robert J. Gasper, 86, of Lone Rock. Marcia L. Ressler, 63, of Rock Springs, died unexpectedly Tuesday at home. Funeral services will be held at 1 Monday at Trinity Lutheran Church in Lime Ridge. Friends may call at the church Monday from 10 until the time of service at 1. The Farber Funeral Home Reedsburg is assisting the family. Marcia Ressler is survived by her husband Terrence, two sons, Abraham and Kelsey Knuth of Ironton, and Isaac and Stephanie Knuth of Loganville, a daughter, Jenna Kruger of North Freedom, 10 grandchildren, sisters, Marie and Joseph Latica of Hillsboro, Margo and John Kruger of Reedsburg, Marjorie and Robert Bruja of Hartford, and Miriam McBain of Reedsburg, brothers George Spencer and Jean Spencer, both of Reedsburg, brothers-in-law Tommy and Deanne of Loganville, Timmy and Linnell Ressler of Reedsburg, Teddy and Tammy Ressler of Lime Ridge, and Todd and Laura Ressler of Trempealeau. Sisters-in-law, Debbie Labansky of Reedsburg, Barbie and Randy Halliday of Keshena, and Doug and Kim Hoy of Baraboo. Good friend Daniel Knuth of Reedsburg, many nieces and nephews, and many good friends. Marcia L. Ressler, 63, of Rock Springs. Kenneth Theed Sr., 100, of Richland Center, formerly of Muscadet, died Tuesday at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Muscadet Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Tuesday from 4 until 7, and again Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. To honor Kenneth's enjoyment of the Brewers and Packers, the family requests you wear Brewers and Packers clothing to the visitation. Memorials may be directed to St. Luke's Lutheran Church in Richland Center, St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Muscadet, or the Muscadet Food Pantry. Kenneth Theed is survived by his wife of 68 years, Millie, six children, Ken Theed Jr., Patty and Dayton Labansky, Jerry and Carrie Theed, Tim Theed, Deb and Chris Pardoon, and Dan Theed, 13 grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Kenneth Theed Sr., 100, of Richland Center, formerly of Muscadet. Ellen M. Marty, 85, of Richland Center, died unexpectedly Tuesday at the UW Health University Hospital. A funeral mass will be held Wednesday, January 29th at 11 o'clock at Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church in Richland Center. Burial will be held later this spring at the Lloyd Cemetery. Friends may call at the church Wednesday, January 29th, from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. The Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. Ellen Marty is survived by three children, Butch and Rose Marty, Terry Marty, Jackie and Dave Thorson, six grandchildren, numerous great-grandchildren, siblings, Jim and Amy Connors, Doug and Janet Connors, Dan and Lisa Connors, Mike and Cynja Connors, Betty Kraspser, Karen and Mike Hotlin, Joanne Groby, Jane Cullinane, and Mary and Larry Dans, numerous nieces and nephews. Ellen M. Marty, 85, of Richland Center. Marty Brewer, 77, of Richland Center, died Thursday at Meritor Hospital in Madison from complications due to his battle with lung cancer. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, February 1st, from 1 to 3:30 at the Pratt Community Hall in Richland Center, with a time of sharing to be held at 3:30. In lieu of flowers or donations, the family requests that you play a round of golf this summer and think of Marty when you do. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Marty Brewer is survived by his wife of 34 years, Connie, three children, Jennifer, Melissa, and Zach, two stepchildren, Jason and Emily, eight grandchildren, a great-grandchild, and his brother, Will. Marty Brewer, 77, of Richland Center. William D. Bill Peters, 89, of Richland Center, died Thursday at Schmidt Woodland Hills. A celebration of life is being planned for a later date. The Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. Bill Peters is survived by his wife of 58 years, Patsy, daughter, Cindy Schaefer, two sons, William D. Peters Jr. and Gary A. Peters, eight grandchildren, 10 great-grandchildren, and many nieces and nephews. William D. Bill Peters, 89, of Richland Center.
Westwood Assisted Living Community at Schmidt Woodland Hills is a family environment that provides tailored assistance with daily activities such as bathing, dressing, medication management, and meal preparation, ensuring that residents receive the support they need. The family environment fosters a community atmosphere, encouraging social interaction through group activities, events, and outings. Respite Care in Westview provides temporary relief for primary caregivers. This can be beneficial for families needing a break or for those recovering from surgery or illness. It allows seniors to experience assisted living services without a long-term commitment. Knowing that loved ones are in a supportive environment with access to care can alleviate stress for family members. Contact Schmidt Woodland Hills for details about the availability of the full continuum of care.
Attention Express Scripts patients of Boscobel and Center Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel pharmacies have become aware that some of you have received notices stating you're out of network. Please don't worry. They're here to address any concerns. If you have questions, reach out to them directly. Rest assured, this situation is resolved and there will be no interruption in services to you. Center and Boscobel pharmacies apologize for any confusion and appreciate your understanding during this process. Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy thank you for trusting them to care for you.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Paul and Terry Tracy. Best wishes to you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good afternoon. I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO. I hope you're staying warm. This is the warmest it's going to be for the next several days. It's really not until later in the day Wednesday when we see this cold air coming in, this pattern break, and then we get back to something that is more typical for January with high temperatures in the mid to upper 20s. So between now and then, it will be quite cold at times. In fact, the National Weather Service has posted a cold weather advisory which begins at 9 p.m. this evening until 12 p.m. on Monday due to the hazardously cold weather conditions for some folks not dressed properly, with wind chills as cold as 35 below at times. Frostbite could occur within 15 minutes. So this afternoon, a a mostly sunny sky, temperatures holding in the teens, wind chills close to zero, a northwest wind 10 to 20, gusting to 25. Tonight then, mostly clear to partly cloudy, maybe a few flurries here and there, and temperatures, they'll drop down to about 6 below zero, wind chills as cold as 25 below. Sunday then will be mostly sunny, blustery, bitterly cold, highs around zero, wind chills as cold as 25 below. Sunday night, mostly clear, a low around 8 below, and wind chills as cold as 30 below zero, and Monday, mostly sunny, highs around 3 degrees, wind chills as cold as 35 below early, then around 25 below in the afternoon. Tuesday, around 14 below to start the day, with wind chills as cold as 30 below in the morning, and then in the afternoon, a high around 3 degrees, with wind chills around 20 below, mostly sunny. Wednesday, beginning around 7 below zero, then clouds increasing as a warm front approaches and pushes through, highs around 23 above zero in the afternoon, and with that, a chance of some light snow, but at this time looks like little to no accumulation. Thursday, a slight chance of light snow with a mostly cloudy sky otherwise, and highs around 27. And Friday, so far, a pleasant day for January, partly cloudy with a high near 28. So again, cold weather the next several days with no break really until Wednesday of next week. I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO. Have a great rest of your day.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
It's currently a sunny 21 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 46, our low this morning was 12. Our high so far today came early this morning at 29. The record high for this date, set in 1981, is 53. The record low, 35 below, was set in 1994. Last year's high was 14, with a low of 2 below. Sunset tonight will be at 4:55, with sunrise tomorrow at 7:29. Currently in Richland Center, we have east-northeast winds at 15 miles per hour. The barometer is up to 30.05, and no precipitation to report. Currently in Richland Center, it is a sunny 21 degrees, but with the winds, it feels more like 7. We do have some cancellations to pass on. Snowball at Ithaca High School was scheduled for tonight has been postponed. It will be rescheduled at a later date. And for tomorrow, Boaz United Methodist Church, First Lutheran Church in Lone Rock, the Blue River United Methodist Church, and the Avoca United Methodist Church have all canceled services for tomorrow.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time and switch to the expensive shampoo with amino acids. Sure, you don't know what those are or why you need them, but it sounds very impressive. And if you switch and save hundreds, you can massage it into your scalp every day. Now, if only you can get people to lean toward your head to smell those aminos. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For shampoo. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
No matter what you order at A&W, we know one thing. It's just better with an ice-cold, made-fresh A&W root beer in a frosty mug. For the past 100 years, A&W has been making fresh root beer using real cane sugar and a top-secret blend of ingredients. No wonder it's so delicious. Stop by your local A&W for an ice-cold root beer. How's that sound with a Papa Burger? Made fresh root beer always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Saturdays sound super when Saturdays are with Simo. Welcome to Saturdays with Simo on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. Saturdays with Simo is a musical journey spanning the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Songs that rekindle memories, songs that make you want to dance, and songs that make you want to sing along with Chris Simonson on Saturdays with Simo. Saturdays with Simo on WRCO-FM is sponsored today by Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Summit Ridge Supper Club, Pine Valley Community Village, Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, and WP Dental.
Not Saturday night yet, but you can see it from here. How's everybody doing today? Those, of course, were the Bay City Rollers. Some Scotsmen with Saturday Night. Here's some more folk from the United Kingdom. These are the Bee Gees, the Brothers Gibb, with their Nights on Broadway.
Yeah.
Released in 1966, that was Simon and Garfunkel with a song written by Paul Simon called Kathy's Song. Kathy was a real person. He was somebody that Paul fell in love with when he was in England in the mid-60s. He went over to play some pubs and some small venues and things like that to do some exploring and write some tunes, and he wrote that for Kathy Chitty, who he viewed as someone he loved and as a muse to him during that period of time. Here are Peter, Paul, and Mary with Puff the Magic Dragon.
Puff the Magic Dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei. Little Jackie Paper loved that rascal Puff and brought him strings and sealing wax and other fancy stuff. Oh, Puff the Magic Dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei. Puff the Magic Dragon lived by the sea autumn mist in a land called Annalee. Together they would travel on a boat with billowed sail. Jackie kept a lookout perched on Puff's gigantic tail. Noble kings and princes would bow whene'er they came. Pirate ships would lower their flags when Puff roared out his name. Oh, Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Annalee. Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Annalee. A dragon lives forever, but not so little boys. Painted wings and giant's rings make way for other toys. One gray night it happened, Jackie Paper came no more. And Puff, that mighty dragon, he ceased his fearless roar. His head was bent in sorrow, green scales fell like rain. Puff no longer went to play along the cherry lane. Without his lifelong friend, Puff could not be brave. So Puff, that mighty dragon, sadly slipped into his cave. Oh, Puff, the magic dragon, lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Annalee. Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Annalee.
Peter, Paul, and Mary with their classic Puff the Magic Dragon. Peter Yarrow passed away just about a week or so ago, January 7th. Well, it'll be a little longer than that when this airs, but he was 86 years old, passed away of bladder cancer. We're going to take a break and hear from our sponsors, and when we come back, we've got more great tunes, including a song by Little Willie John, right after these messages.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 3, flexibility and room to grow. Working around school schedules, helping with tuition, seeing someone grow in responsibility and compensation. Flexibility and room to grow. More reasons to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
We can't change the circumstances or magically erase the pain of loss, but we can listen and serve you with compassion and understanding at a time when compassion and understanding go a long way. I'm Darren Klingman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Our promise to you is to be patient, considerate, and professional, serving you as you wish to be served. It's been our priority since 1889 at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
What do you want to be when you grow up? People ask me when I was a kid. I was full of energy and ambition. As an adult, I have become Joe Flores, owner-manager of Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, where my staff and I passionately take care of our residents. Sometimes I'm tempted to ask residents what they have become compared to their childhood dreams. The answer need not be spoken, since we see our parents in our residents' eyes. They have become our sources of inspiration, objects of respect and affection, precious treasures in our very own community. We engage ourselves in the daily lives of our residents. This is what we have become. Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, 647-8205.
There's always family.
Do you realize that Richland Center is one of the few cities in Wisconsin to have an outdoor theater, roller rink, bowling alley, book, and record store? While visiting Richland Center, make sure you stop at Mastodon Records, located at Okooch Books and Libations. They have new vinyl, used vinyl, collectible and keepsake records, and can special order. Maybe you no longer own a turntable. Mastodon Records can hook you up. Stop by Mastodon Records in downtown Richland Center at Okooch Books and Libations to start your record year.
And we have the following cancellations to pass along. The Green Power Energy for Beginners with Ethel Solar that was supposed to be held at Brewer Public Library has been canceled. Also, the Ithaca High School Snowball Dance that was supposed to be held tonight has been postponed. A makeup date will be announced at a later time. And the following church services have been canceled for tomorrow. They include Boaz United Methodist Church, First Lutheran Church of Lone Rock, Blue River United Methodist Church, and the Avoca United Methodist Church.
We bring the 50s, 60s, and 70s back to life every Saturday on Saturdays with Simo. And your host, Chris Simonson, on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center.
John with Fever. Welcome back. Here is the lovely voice of Johnny Mathis singing Wonderful, Wonderful.
Sometimes we walk hand in hand by the sea, and we breathe in the cool, salty
stand on the top of a hill and we gaze at the earth and the sky.
By your side, and we're lost in.